You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If you're not prospecting, when will you start caring about making an impact more than your self-image? Just curious. I mean, isn't that the deal? Isn't that what it is? Am I making this up? When will you start caring about possibly impacting a person more than you care about how you look to others? And I realize that, see, some people, they got it twisted. They're like, you know, I don't need any more money. I'm okay. I mean, it'd be nice. We could probably travel more. I mean, it'd be nice, but yeah, I mean, I'm okay. I'm getting by. Fine. Well, when will you care enough to help the people that aren't in that situation? To help someone see possibility they've never seen before? Where's Michelle? Where's Michelle Eldridge? Remember her story? See how much of a celebrity you are now? I'm just like, Michelle. They're like, yes, yes. I just instant applause. It's amazing. She's gonna go to places now. Hey, guys. Where's all that applause? What happened? When will we care enough to possibly impact someone more than how good we look? When will we care enough? Just embrace it. That's the fact. If you're not talking to people to see if they're open, I'm not saying hard sales. I'm not trying to close them down. I'm saying just see if they're open. If we're not seeing if people are open, we care more about our self-image than possibly impacting somebody. Fact. No sugarcoating. That's the deal. Most people do. So if you're wanting to live an okay life, join the crowd. They all care more about their self-image than impacting others. How do I look to my neighbors? How do I look to, you know, my friends, my family members? It's fact. Just don't kid yourself. You either want to impact people or you want to protect your self-image. No matter what that self-image is, people will protect a mediocre self-image way before they'll get out of their comfort zone and see if they can make an impact. Absolutely. We're not talking about perfect self-images here. We're talking just the one I'm familiar with, the one I'm comfy with, the one I'm okay being known by. Don't want to step over here. Someone might say, think I'm stepping weird. We'll step over there. I think I dress funny. You either care about your self-image or you actually do the work and you care about possibly impacting people. It's one or the other. Can't be both. What if? Let's just try this on. Now, I'm not playing down your obstacles. I'm not saying, well, you had it coming to you. I'm not saying that. Many of you have had very unfair things placed in your life. Many of you have had life just dealt you a really shitty hand. I'm not saying that at all. And I'm not playing it down. And I'm not saying that, I'm not lessening it at all. But what if that was dealt to you because some higher purpose, being, whatever you want to call it, someone higher than us knew that you could handle it? You're still alive, aren't you? We might be scarred. We might have, you know, scratches on our back. Might have lost something along the way. But you still got blood pumping through your veins. What if it was known when you were born how strong of a warrior you were. And you were handed those because somebody somewhere knew that you could handle them. What blasphemy would it be not to create success to be able to share those overcome obstacles? What blasphemy would it be to sit in an audience having never been invited up to share your struggles because you never overcame them, use them as an excuse, as anchors, so you inspired nobody? That's not fun. What if, no matter how hard I try, no matter how fervent I work, no matter how many videos I do, no matter how many people we get in RankMakers, what if you are the person that will impact people that I can never impact? Well, thank you. Siri just told me I'm certainly entitled to my opinion. I appreciate that. Thank you, Siri. But hear me out here. Guys, there are things, like there are people that Michelle inspired I would have never touched. There are people who hear that story, yeah, yeah. Big bag of hot air he is. Okay, he went through foreclosure, whatever, dude. You don't understand my struggles. And then they hear Michelle and they're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know that was like a thing. So how much would it have sucked if Michelle was just an attendee here? How much would it have sucked if she didn't even make it here? Because she didn't do the work. Because she didn't make the tough choices. It would have sucked. Because there are many people in this audience that would not have been inspired. Well, how many people are not being inspired because you aren't stepping it up? Now, I got to tell this to you guys because I know some of y'all will get fired up. I'm talking to you because you raised your hand and you said, I'm going to this event. I'm gonna be coachable. I'm going to show up at this event. I'm not saying this kind of stuff to everybody. You know, I'm not going to the waiter, hey, couldn't you play bigger, waiter? What? Haven't you gone through tough times and it's, right? It makes no sense. You raised your hand. See, when you walk through those doors, you give me permission to speak to the greatness that you were intending when you came through the doors. You raised your hand. You're not wanting to build a big business. You're not here. I don't got to worry about you. There are people in your organization, maybe they don't want to play big. So this kind of talk would be like, man, this is weird, dude. They don't want to hear this stuff. You came, this isn't a company event. We don't have just, Ray, I'm just a consumer of your products. It makes no sense. Our products are to help you build your business and life. So you said, I'm coachable. I want to step it up. I want to go to the next level. You're giving me permission to talk to you this way. I don't talk to everybody this way. I got friends aren't motivated. I don't give them this speech. You could do it, buddy. Do what? What do you mean? Like, we don't have that talk because they didn't pass through the doors. They didn't give me that permission. You need to understand it. You may think that your story isn't that significant. Or maybe you think your story is like massively significant that no one gets. Either scenario, you're robbing people if you don't get past those obstacles and share that story, if you're in this room or if you're on live stream. Okay? There will be days you want to quit. I can't comprehend anyone at some point not wanting to quit. Remember, hold on to the two things. Why did you start? What life did you see? What was painted as a vision for you? What were you hoping for? What got you fired up and excited to move forward? Because there's a lot of people that play, and I honestly, I applaud you because you played big enough to at least join. You played big enough to at least see possibility, suspend your disbelief, and say, you know what? Maybe this thing will work. Maybe this thing can help me out. And so I applaud you for seeing that. A lot of people don't see it. There's people that moan about their time, their freedom, their finances, their relationships. They moan about everything under the sun, not bold enough to ever do anything about it. So I applaud you for that. You were bold enough to see possibility. So on those days when that is disappearing, remember why you started and also remember the alternative. I can tell you right now, you know, when I look at my alternative, my sons, my daughter, they ain't ever going to see me stop. They're not going to see me not show up. That's not going to happen. They're going to continue to see me show up in the most powerful way I possibly can to impact the most amount of people I possibly can. That's what they're going to see. What they do with it, that's their call. It's their life. They may never become speakers or entrepreneurs or network marketers or whatever, right? It's their life. But they're at least going to see what it looks like to show up. They're going to see that. They're not going to see me quitting. It's just not going to happen. Now, some of you maybe don't have kids. Well, you'll see you quitting, and that creates a habit. You got to think about that. If you want fast growth, make decisions before you're ready. It's that simple. It is that simple. Get uncomfortable. Get coaching from someone. It may not be me. Maybe there's another person that you just really resonate with. Get coaching. I really believe my secret weapon is the speed at which I make decisions that are uncomfortable. I talk to someone that I believe can help me make a bigger impact. I don't mull it over. I don't think about it a little bit, right? I make a damn decision. And vice versa. If I think a move will not help me to impact more people, that's a fast decision too. So don't hire anyone you don't resonate with. Don't bother following people you don't resonate with. You know, I like what Chris Brogan says. He says, you know, if you're in the middle of a crappy book, put it down. There are many books. I read the first chapter. I'm like, didn't finish it. Didn't feel the need. Didn't resonate with it. It wasn't my deal. And then there are books I've picked up I could not put down. You know, one of the books that interestingly, that impacted me, impacted two of my biggest mentors, was a book called Atlas Shrugged. And I'm, you know, my mother-in-law got me a Nook. So that was that's a Barnes & Noble's attempt at like Amazon Fire, I guess. Or Kindle, is that the deal? Okay, Kindle. I don't even know what the Fire is. Someone else had the Fire, I don't know. But, so she gets me this Nook, because she worked at Barnes & Noble. And she gets me this Nook, and I'm talking to my father-in-law, who I really respect, Jess's dad. And he's, you know, talking about principles from this book. I'm like, wow, that's neat. That's interesting. I'm like, that sounds cool. And so I'm like, you know, I got this Nook. I guess I'll get that book on the Nook. And so I have no idea what to expect. I get it on the Nook, because it's kind of smaller. It's 4,900 pages. I'm like, ooh, whoa. Is there like the executive summary? Is there like a cliff notes? And I'm like, man, he really talks highly about this. So I read a page. And it was like, it was saying things that I had thought but had never heard anyone else ever say. I finished that and less than 3 days. I couldn't stop. I mean, I'm just like, you know, walking like a zombie. I'm just like, well, this is amazing. This is incredible. And the principles of intellectual property, the principles of being a producer, and the principles of the non-producers, right? That stuck with me. After I read that book, I never again watched a pirated movie. Yeah. Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. It's pronounced Ayn, but it's spelled A-Y-N. Now, I will tell you, some people, depending on your political, you know, situation, you may or may not like it. Just letting you know. But the principles in it, I hope everyone gets. Never watched a pirated movie again. Never searched for, I never accepted a free course from a person ever again. So when you build a big following, a lot of trainers will be like, hey bro, let me give you this course, man, so you promote it and get excited about it. And if I wanted the course, so like Mike Dillard's one of them. So Mike Dillard, I don't even remember what the course was called, something, email, something. And we were texting back and forth, and I saw that he was promoting, you know, his email thing, and it was, I think it was $1,600, and I bought it, and he texted me. He's like, dude, you don't have to buy it. I'll give it to you. I'm like, no, that's your time. That's your intellectual property. I'm going to buy it. When I had a mentor say, hey, man, I'll help you out. I'll help you grow your business. I said, only if I pay you. It's the respect. It's the respect of someone else's time, the respect of intellectual property, the respect of the producers in the world, not the leeching and from those of ability to those of need in a demanding way. I won't go too far on this. But from those of ability to those of need in a demand is not the kind of world you want to live in. It's just not. Ask, different. If, different. Demand, not good.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.